Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Girl Code.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. I feel orkies.
Okay. If you're watching on Spotify, you may be thinking, what is going on? What is this setup? Where are we?
This isn't the stew.
We're not in the stew.
Oh my God. That's really sad.
I know. That's the last time we were in that stew. We're going to have a new stew, but.
Do you know what else is weird? Like, we're looking at the camera.
I know we're not facing each other. I feel a bit like. A bit awkward.
We also have a live studio audience, yes. Which you can't see.
But we've got guests here. Thank you for joining.
We have Minnie and John.
Yes. So. He can't hear us. He's got AirPods.
He's not listening. So we can still talk shit.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But anyway, yeah. So right now we are currently in a hotel room because I don't have anywhere to live in Sydney right now.
No, you don't.
There's so much to go over. I got back from Europe. Like 24 hours ago.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm so jet lagged. Let me just preface that.
Oh yeah, we need a.
Oh yeah, we've got Diet Cokes. Cause
Stop,
it's
they're not Diet Coke.
What is it, Coke Zero? Oh my God, no one come for me. Cheers.
I don't know why it's so true. I get so riled up. I don't know what it is whenever you say Coke. Diet Coke. I'm like, because, so Coke
Zero. Because I'm just not used to, like, Coke Zero. It's like a Diet Coke.
It does feel stupid to say Coke Zero. It's like
Diet Coke.
Hey guys, I want a Coke, but like I don't want any sugar.
Yeah, like Diet Coke.
But like I also don't want a full strength Coke.
Isn't that why they did Coke Zero? Because people felt uncomfortable to say Diet Coke.
It was for men.
That's what I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, because the girlies wanted the Diet Coke Kate Moss vibe, yeah. And then the boys didn't want to say they wanted Diet Coke, so they made Coke Zero.
Coke Zero for the men.
Fragile masculinity.
Oh. Don't want to mess with that.
I don't want any of that diet shit.
Mm. So anyways, we're having Coke Zeros because I am so tired, but it's fine. We're pushing through. Jet lag doesn't exist. It's fine.
It's all in your head.
It's all in my head. But yeah, so I, just a bit of backstory. My apartment's gone. I have nowhere currently to live in Sydney.
No stew.
It's gone. I'm staying in a hotel this week, which is also really weird being in a hotel in Sydney.
Yeah, because it's, like, we're near where you used to live, so it's, like, close to home, but, like...
But I'm in a hotel. It feels like I'm a tourist.
In your own city?
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Are you sick of hotels? I know that's, like, such a, you know, asshole thing to say. Like, oh, no, too much hotels. But, like, I feel like I would get sick of being in a hotel. Yeah, like,
Because when I landed in Sydney, when I come back normally from a trip, like, you go home.
And it's, like, oh, I'm home,
it's your bed, your space. No, that's all gone. Mm. I have no routine.
So that would piss me
all
off.
Chaos. Yeah. So anyways.
The holiday continues a little bit.
Yes. It feels like I'm still on a holiday.
But
I'm not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to reality.
Your trip.
Let's recap. So, yes, got back from a month in Europe, 3.5 weeks. It was really good.
Okay.
It was nice.
Peak. Let's do like
peaks. Pits and peaks.
Okay. Is it pits and peaks? Is that what you say?
We say pits and peaks, yeah.
Okay.
What do you say?
No, I say that too, but I saw something.
Have different.
Like peeves. And
there's another way to say it, but yes. I say pits and peaks.
Which makes sense to me because it's like a pit.
And a peak. Yeah. Right. I think.
Highs and lows for, you know.
Anyone that's confused. Yeah. I think the peak would be. I loved Paris. Mm. I just love the energy in Paris. Like, I love the city.
Oui.
But then also, oui. I actually had a really good time in London too.
Wow.
I know. I didn't think I'd really like London. It was more just like a stop off to get over jet lag at the start. But I really liked London. But I also think. Like, Mykonos was just so fun. Like, you can't beat Mykonos.
No.
It's just so fun.
Everything is funner.
It's, yes.
In Mykonos.
Yes. Although, it's really funny. Like, I was saying to a few girlfriends, like, is this 25? Because my trip last year, the whole time in Mykonos, I was just fucked up the whole time.
This is true.
The entire time. I think I was there for 3 days. The whole time, I'd say. This time was like very wholesome.
Okay.
Still some fun, but it was just a different, very different trip.
Walk us through like a day in Mykonos with you.
So like we'd wake up, we'd all sit by the pool. I would have like my morning coffee in my room, have like a little mental health check, like okay. Just like really nice, wholesome. Then we'd go to lunch, have a few wines, then come back and like sleep. And like that was it.
Wow.
Like there was no like out at the club until like 3 a.m.
You weren't like shaking your ass on a yacht.
No, there was none of that.
Disappointed.
I know. Like it was just a very different vibe. I think as well because it was like a mix between, it wasn't just a girls trip, you know, so. A
couple intruders.
Yeah, there was some guys there. And, like,
no offense.
No offense. No, we had such a good time. It was really nice, but it was just a very different style, like Europe summer trip. But it was a really good time. It was just very wholesome, which also low-key I was kind of needed anyway. It was nice.
Like we always knew, I feel like going into this trip that it would be different to your trip last
very
year.
Very different. However, yeah. Like don't get it twisted though. Like when I go back next, like first of all, we need to go together.
I can't sit out on another trip. I get it. No.
And I think when we go, like.
We travel well.
God help anyone.
Good together.
Like anyone in the same club as us, like God help you. Like
we're shutting the whole place
we
down.
We just have a lot of fun.
I feel like I was watching it and I was like, I feel like I would just do so well on this trip.
Yeah.
I was like, I would just, yeah. I feel like I would thrive right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get that jealous until, because I think
yeah,
I
what was the jealousy moment for you?
I know when it was. It was when you were eating clam or, what was
oh,
it? No, you had.
At, that was in Scorpio's Mykonos.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. I yeah. saw, because I have had violent, like, was it spaghetti vongole
yeah,
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
cravings. And limoncello spritz is like my favorite drink of all time.
I started drinking that. It was really good. Yeah,
yeah.
They
call it like an Amalfi spritz, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was good.
That's like my two favorite things. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm actually pissed off now.
Yeah.
Like that fired me up. I'm very food driven.
Yes. Fair. Totally understand.
And like, I think when you're all like partying in Mykonos, I was like, oh, yeah. Like when Nat was there too, like our whole group was there.
Our whole group was there.
I was like, that is literally every single one of my friends.
Yeah, get me there.
I was like, okay, that pissed me off. And then I was like, yeah. The rest I was at peace with.
Yeah. So it was nice. It was a really good trip overall. Just nothing like crazy to report back on.
Right. So you didn't get robbed. You
didn't get robbed.
A billionaire sugar daddy this time.
Didn't meet another billionaire. Mm-hmm.
Did you punch on with any friends? Any dramas?
There was dramas, ooh. But not with me.
Oh, wait, of course not.
Within the group. There's dramas, but
God
no, I'm always Switzerland.
Air it out.
This.
Put them on blast.
I'm going to not put anyone on blast, but I just, yeah, that's all I'm going
to
say about
that's
it.
That's okay. Look, I think on a traveling trip, if you're not directly involved, it probably is smart to stay.
Oh, neutral. I stay away.
Stay neutral. Because
I stay very neutral with everything.
Because as the airlines would work, if you didn't stay neutral, they would end up, you would just randomly get sat in the middle of it.
I know.
Yeah, so.
I know.
Best to maintain.
I mean, not like if I'm making it out like there was like massive fights. Like, no, there was just like.
Yeah, like everyone hates each other now. Like, no one's friends.
No one's
That's
friends.
Actually why I didn't go on the trip was because yeah. I'm fighting with Lexi.
Everyone's punching up. Let's just start some drama. No. There was just like, no, it was actually fine. Like, everyone got along really well, but there was, yeah, some things.
It's hard
not
gonna to have,
blast
like,
them.
Bickering moments when you're traveling, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's quite normal.
Yeah.
Except for us. That's because we're
yeah.
God's gift.
No, I couldn't agree more. What was the pit?
Oh,
you know what the... Oh, wait.
I know what
You know what the pit was? The fucking ferry. The ferry, guys. Okay, so we took a ferry from Mykonos to Milos. And because Milos is a smaller island, if you guys aren't familiar, it's like a very small little Greek island.
Is that the one that looks a bit like space? Everyone's
it looks
like I'm on the moon.
Moon beach. So it's quite small, and to get there you take a smaller ferry. You know the ones we used to take from like Santorini to Mykonos? They're mm-hmm. big like cruise ships. No, this was like a ferry. And you're in the middle of rough seas. Mm-hmm. So picture this, a small, very hot, stuffy, no aircon ferry in the middle of rough seas for 5 hours. What do you think is going to happen?
Throw up.
I have never seen so many people at once violently throwing up everywhere on themselves, in the middle of the aisles. Every single, like, every person had a sick bag. Like,
that's
all
so
of the
gross.
Girls, like, I was, like, running up and down the aisle, like, getting sick bags for all my friends. Like, everyone, all the boyfriends were like sweating, throwing up. One girl was having a panic attack next to Lexi, being like, get me off this. Like, it was, it was actually chaos.
See, that's like where I wouldn't have done well.
No, and I was sitting there for like 5 hours reeking of vomit.
5 hours?
5 hours. And the workers were trying to take out, because everyone would fill up the sick bags and they'd have to like collect them and take them down the aisles. And as they'd walk down the aisles with people's filled up vomit bags, the waves would like tip the boat and they'd spill over onto passengers. So like people were getting cut. Sorry if you guys have like a vomit phobia.
I'm taking you to court. No. If you spill someone's vomit bag on me, like my attorney will speak to you later.
Yeah, that is people's so vomit disgusting. Was like going. It was like actually so traumatizing. But it makes for a funny story now. But in the moment, I was like, get me off this boat.
That is disgusting.
No, I must have an iron stomach because I was just chilling.
Do you? You don't really get that. Like, you don't have a sensitive stomach.
No, no.
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 That's, I take that.
Yeah, but it was more the smell. Like, I was, like, sitting there, like, with my hand over my nose.
Also, like, the fear of, like, we could die. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, were you thinking, like, this no. could, no, you knew? You weren't going
to. I was like, oh, I can swim quite well. Yeah.
I wouldn't pick
I that. Think if we went under, I'd be fine. I would just, you know, breaststroke on out of there.
I'm just going to breath.
I'll just breaststroke. Don't worry, guys.
Maddie just has butterflying
on I'll butterfly out. It's fine. I'll, like, twist into some backstroke. It's fine, guys.
You start, like, you know when they go on their back? Like.
But that was trauma. So, yeah, just be mindful if anyone's going to Europe, take some seasickness tablets, because there was one girl who had them and she was like popping them out like pills. Like everyone was like getting their hit. Everyone was going up to her being like, can I have a tablet?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like the local, I'd be she was 10 like bucks a pop.
Yeah.
Make some Euro cash.
And make some serious dosh. Oh
my God. That's bit different to our ferry. Do you remember you were just sexting John the whole time when we were?
Was I? That sounds like something I would
you
do.
Were. I remember you guys were sexting and I so was funny. Eating paprika Pringles.
I remember I do remember that.
You can't get paprika that's flavored so Pringles funny. Everywhere, but when you travel, like, I always get
them. Oh, because that's when we had just first started seeing each other. We weren't actually dating, were we?
And you're getting all hot and bothered on the ferry and that's I'm just, like,
so funny.
Eating my Pringles, like, what?
Yeah, no, our trip had nothing like that because we were on, like, a no cruise sense. Ship. No sexting. But we were on a cruise ship. This was, like, a ferry.
Oh.
It was not good.
That is not
so that well. Was my that was my pit, I think. Yeah.
That's a fair pit.
That was a decent pit for sure.
The people want to know where your favorite destination was.
Favorite? Do you know what's hard is like I don't know if I could choose. I think actually I had the most fun in London.
Okay.
Which is weird because I've never really been a London stan.
No offense to London.
No offense to London. Like, I've got friends that live in London. Like, Grace lives in London. She loves it. Slay London. But I just never was like.
Slay
London. I was never like, I want to move to London. You know?
You're like, not on that bandwagon.
I never had like a burning desire to go to London.
Do you know what? I understand why everyone's moving there from Australia because it's like so easy to travel from there.
It's so easy. Like, Paris is a 2-hour train.
Like, that is just, like, I fully get it.
Yeah.
I just, like, my lifestyle, like, I can't, I didn't. Feel as connected to London.
Yeah.
So
but
I get what you mean.
I had a lot of fun in London. I really liked London.
Do you think Grace living there helped your experience?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because also, like, we went to, she gave us, like, the fun spots to go to and stuff. So that was fun. I love Mykonos. Milos was good, but, like, a little bit boring.
Okay. Just, like, a bit scenic.
Yeah. Like, you go do the boat day and Moon Beach, you're pretty much done after that. I love Paris. Italy, I didn't have the best experience this year because it was raining. It was raining. Paris also was raining a lot. Honestly, it was like very wet. It was a wet Euro trip. Not in the good way.
Just to clarify, everyone.
Just to clarify. Yeah. But I love Paris. I think Paris and probably Mykonos were my favorites. But also, like, I loved London.
Okay.
I don't know. That's hard. I just like answered three, but I can't decide.
So we enjoyed the trip.
We enjoyed the trip.
Cannot decide.
Maybe Mykonos. I would like to lock in Mykonos.
I feel like Mykonos is always like a fan favorite.
It's always fun.
What did you notice that the trends were in Europe? Did you notice any like fashion moments that you aren't seeing here yet? Or which is not really.
The trends? I'm really into ballet flats. That was very Parisian. Mm. I actually bought a pair of ballet flats when I was over there. They've got a little heel though. That was a trend. Apart from that, not really.
Okay. just ballet flats.
Yeah. Can I just say as well, like, some of the girls over, like, there was this one girl in Paris who was, like, I think the hottest girl I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, she was, like, she looked like Naomi Campbell. Oh, my God. She was the hottest girl I've ever seen.
I want to be the hottest girl you've
ever seen. No, she was, like, fucked up hot. I was, like, you are stunning.
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, there's so many pretty girls in Europe. So chic. It was in Paris, and she was, like, walked in. She, like, knew everyone. She was French. And she
Bonjour!
She had, like, she was just iconic. I was, like, I want to be you.
Do you reckon she had, like, an energy too?
She definitely had an energy. She was really, she looked like a supermodel.
It's just, like, you could walk in, and if you're, like, orkies and shy and, like, head down, but you look like Naomi Campbell, no one will notice you. But if you walk in, like, shoulders back, like, hot.
Oh, she was owning the room.
It's, like, such an energy thing, right? Like,
my jaw was on the floor. I couldn't take my eyes off her. I was like, wow.
If she was, like, let's go to the room.
I would go with her. I would be like, babe, lead the way. Like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Like, seriously, I'm going to worship you. She was so...
I will kiss your feet.
She was stunning. Wow. But that was a trend. Like, there's just so many, like, beautiful girls. Mm. The ratio to, like, beautiful women to, like, guys.
Do you see any hotties?
John's like...
I'm like,
no,
side eye.
Once again, no. Last year...
John's in the corner.
John's, like, listening to me. No, there's just, like, so many, like, beautiful girls.
Yeah, right.
None of us, all of us girls are in relationships, though. I think, yeah.
Yeah, it was very,
all of,
like,
us are in relationships.
It was, like, a couple vibe.
But in terms of, like, the girl code community, because I'm doing the research for you guys, not really, guys. It's pretty disappointing.
Because last year you did have a mental breakdown.
I said this exact same thing last year. Like, if you're going to Europe to, like, meet a guy, although actually one girl who I follow, who she's such an icon, she was, like, having the Europe experience.
Really?
You know who she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was, like, living. So I think it just depends.
I also think it's your energy. Again, if you were there single, like, I'm going to find the hottest guy with the biggest yacht, you would find them.
You would.
But yeah. You're not going with that intention.
No.
Unfortunately.
But I think for single girlies, like, if you could.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If anyone doesn't remember the video from last year,
oh,
maybe I could
crying.
Insert, like, a little clip.
I was no no hot guy.
There isn't any.
No.
Yeah, so.
So that's what that was.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Now we're back. Yeah. Australian soil.
Yeah.
What else is happening? Because I feel like you have something important tomorrow.
Oh, I'm getting surgery tomorrow.
Yeah, I was trying to tow you into your.
I have cancer.
I like that.
I do.
No, but it makes me like really like stressed.
I currently have a skin cancer on my chest, and I have surgery tomorrow to get it removed. That's like very like sad.
I don't know how to like
depressing vibes.
I don't know what to do with my face in this situation. I'm just sitting.
I like smile in uncomfortable situations. I'm like.
I think I was like smile frowning like.
Yeah, because I had it biopsied, and then everyone's like, "Oh, how'd your biopsy go? Like, came back clear?" Mm. And I'm like, "No, I have cancer."
Also, it's like a timing thing. It's like. You have to process it and, like, kind of, yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all good vibes.
Like, it's all good vibes. I'm getting it cut out tomorrow, so I have, yeah, to get that done.
Most importantly, there will be an episode next week, so.
Yes. There will be an episode. Like, just ignore the fact that I have skin cancer. Like, we'll just skim over that.
Just skim over that.
But, yeah, that actually is, in all seriousness, like, yeah. We joke about it. It is serious, and just a little PSA to everyone out there, just make sure you do get your skin checked. Lucky I do because skin cancer runs in my family, so I go every single year, but I've got friends who have never had a skin check before, and that's terrifying because, like, what, I'm 25 and I've got one.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriends has had one cut out. Like, I have so many people that I know that have had them
cut out. And imagine if you, say, 25, thinking, oh, I don't need to get, you know, I'll look at that sort of stuff in my 30s. Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
If you let that grow for another 5 years, like, it's skin cancer. Like, obviously, we're just laughing. Like, we're just joking. Ha, funny. It's not that funny. It's just how we...
It's how we process things. You guys know that. It's not okay. Funny. When I first found out, I was like, oh, my God.
It wasn't okay.
It wasn't. Now I can laugh about it, but it is, like, a serious thing, and I think... It is just a kind of reminder to everyone to make sure you guys are keeping up, not just with skin cancer as well, like pap smears, because we've got a friend who had just a recent breast cancer scare as well. So,
Isabel, go look. She's follow her journey on that. She's 24 and she has had two surgeries already to remove cancerous cells from her boobs. Maddie this,
Do you remember I had that breast cancer?
I had a
breast cancer scare. Like, there's just things you just have to, like, don't take your health lightly.
Yeah, and don't think, like, when you get older, even with, say, breast cancer as the example, I went to an event the other day where they were talking about it. And, like, in Australia, you don't even have to go in for a mammogram, I think, until it's, like, 45 or 50, right? So anytime before that, you're not getting it as part of your routine checks. Mm. It's all self-check. So everyone...
Your doctor should be doing it, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never...
That's how I... your doctor should... really be doing a check when you go get your pap smears.
See, like that, I've never been asked. Yeah. I just self-check. These self-check. Are the
things people don't talk about, though. Yeah. I feel like they need to talk about it.
So everyone, from this, book in for a skin cancer check, and when you leave your appointment, do it on a repeat. Yeah. And that's what I do because otherwise I'll never go.
No,
so
you have to
repeat for exactly a year's time, or obviously if something's wrong, book in earlier. Everyone go get your pap smear. Everyone go do a self-check. Mm-hmm. Just literally YouTube how to self-check. For breast cancer.
Give them a good squeeze.
I think you have to, like, lean to, like, over.
Press.
Yeah.
Press in.
I can't really remember, but it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But all of these things, so preventable.
Super, like, especially skin cancer.
Yeah.
Can be very much prevented if you find it early.
Exactly. So Queen's going to be fine.
I'll be fine.
But take this as a PSA to literally right now. Go on. Yeah. Just quickly book it in. Hot doc on your back.
Yeah. Yeah, ma'am, yeah. Please, actually, when does this go live?
Probably tomorrow or tonight.
Well, yes, by the time you listen to this, I will probably just be going in. So please keep me in your prayers.
One like equals one prayer for Maddie.
Thank you so much. Yes.
One 5-star review if you want Maddie.
If you want me to make it out. We are so dark. Like, if someone listened to this for the first time, they'd be like, these girls are fucked.
It's just our sense of humor. Like, that is just how we cope with things. It we is. Laugh. Like, it's not like, I mean, it's just how we get through things. Like,
but, yeah, keep me in your prayers.
Yeah, but if you guys don't like and share this video, Maddie won't be here next week.
I probably won't be here next week. So, please like and share. Thank you.
Do you remember those, like, on MSN, like, those chain emails? It'd be like, if you don't send this to 10 friends, like, Bloody Mary will kill you and your family tonight.
And you'd always say, oh, my God, fuck. I must.
Yeah, you're, like, sending out, okay, no, same. I always got sucked into that. Or if you don't like this status, like, this little child will die of starvation. I'd be like, fuck.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Do you remember the ice bucket challenge? And everyone was, like, pouring.
What a time.
Do you know what? That actually came out that they did raise millions of dollars from that. It somehow actually generated money. I don't know how.
That's good.
It did.
Ice bucket challenge. Actually made a really big throwback. Difference. We should bring that back.
Everyone also wants to know, back to your trip. How did you and John
go? In the room with us now?
No, just like long distance vibes. How was it being apart? And like, do you have any tips for people?
I mean, I think... as most of you guys know, like, I'm quite independent, so...
So you didn't fuck.
No, like, I just... We work, like, we're fine.
Yeah,
you know what
not.
I mean? Like, it's not... Like, obviously, I miss him, but we're both very, like, okay to be apart for a short period of time. Not, like, saying, like, we can go months, but it was fine.
Yeah.
We're both very secure in the relationship where, like, if I go overseas, like, he knows that I'm going to have fun, but it's, like, not... You trust each other. So
the foundation of a good relationship.
Yeah, we have like a very solid relationship now. So like it was fine. We would check in every now and then, but he kind of was just like, go have fun. Stay safe.
He's probably like, thank God.
He's probably like, thank God she's gone. I can have some breathing space. He can't hear anything. No. So he's got his headphones in.
It's like, I literally do not give a fuck about this conversation.
But I think that's honestly like my dream type of relationship, though, is like where if you go, they're not like, what are you doing, where are you, who are you with, like
if you love them, set them free.
Like, we were with like groups of guys and like he's very understanding and like,
no,
you were who are you
just
with?
Trying to get downloads, you know, like, I'm just fucking around.
No, but like we'd be hanging out with guys and like it was just very like friendly and
just like trusting,
just very trusting.
You do not have, this is something I always say to you, I'm like, you do not have any inkling of an anxious attachment style.
No
you were raised with a secure loving family. You don't have any childhood wounds.
No.
That reflare in your relationship.
No
daddy issues.
No.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy.
I know,
love that for you.
Yeah. Your turn, K-Rod. What are your updates? Been a lot about me. What about you?
Honestly, the only thing everyone wanted to know about was Minnie. Like,
how's she going? She's here with us now. Little darling prince. She's asleep.
Thank God for that.
She's so big now.
She is a big mama. She's a big bitch.
Yeah.
She's aww, so cute. But I don't know. I feel like, I think I'm in my own head, but when I like talk about her or post photos of her, I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm too self-critical. I'm like, everyone thinks I'm an annoying bitch. Like
the one that gets the dog, then everything's about the dog.
Everything's about the dog, or they have but a baby and like all they care about is their baby and no one gives a fuck about your baby.
I saw this so TikTok mean. That's like POV, you're the phone when someone's showing me a photo of their baby and it's like this girl and she's like
no, literally. Like really
cute.
Okay, everyone's like, oh, how's Minnie? I'm like, oh, do you want to see a photo? Then I stop myself. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. But
Minnie is cute though. It's
really it was really validating to see that you guys actually do care, so thank you. She's doing well. She passed puppy school, don't know how. So really proud of our firstborn.
Darling angel.
Passed with flying colours. The thing about her is all she cares about is traits. So to keep it short, like she would come in, do exactly what you wanted at puppy school, get her treats, fuck off, go home, and, like, chew everything up. So it's, yeah, she's a cheeky girl.
I've noticed she has white on her nose now.
She's always had white.
Did she?
Yeah.
Wait, is it getting bigger?
Maybe, probably because she's getting bigger.
Maybe I just haven't seen her in, like, a month, so I'm just, like, taking everything in again.
She's, like, double the size since you left.
She looks like she's got more white on her nose now.
Her nose probably is just getting longer, like, extending. But it's really sad, like, I went back through photos yesterday you know, and I was like, oh my God, she was so fucking little. And like, oh, it made me like hurt. Like my heart like actually hurt when I saw pictures of her when she was like this big.
I remember when you first brought her over that day, she was so small.
She was just a baby. Yeah. She still is just a baby. But yeah, she's
getting bigger.
She's doing well. She's like the love of my life. Like I'm so obsessed with her.
She definitely has more white on her nose. I swear.
She's being really chill. Like, do you remember last time we tried to record? She was, like, crying the whole time.
Yeah, she's very relaxed right now. We took her for a walk this morning. That could be it.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to walk properly. Like,
that's a hard one for dogs, though, to learn.
My God. Cocker Spaniels as well. They're so driven by, like, smells and birds, like, because they're hunting dogs, I think. They're, like, that's what they're bred for. So she's always got her nose down, like, sniffing. Like, she does not pay attention to me at all, just in general. So she's hard to manage. But you know what, same, so I can't be mad at
her. Match made in heaven.
We are the same.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I laugh because this is gonna tip me over the edge of crazy dog mom for sure, but I actually think her personality is like such a mix of mine and Tom's. Like she, oh my God, I saw a meme and it was like those people who think their dog those people who like try and put a personality on their dog and it's just the dog like walking away and she's like, she's so
sassy just like me.
The dog like literally just like turns around. She's like, what a bitch.
I think dogs look like their owners.
My God, someone's okay.
I think they do. I think dogs can look like so much like their own.
I don't think I look like Minnie at all. But the other day, it was a month ago now, I went out to a cafe with Olivia and I was like holding Minnie and like playing with Minnie. Then I went, put her down to go get something, and Liv heard the waiter being like, turned to the other waiter and goes, ha, like, you know how they say dogs look like their owners? And Liv was like, I think they were saying that you look like Minnie. I was like, I look nothing like Minnie. GC Goss. We need to workshop that jingle.
We need to work on that.
But new segment, our pop culture segment.
Pop culture.
A lot has happened since you left. And first thing I want to bring up with you, Ariana Grande.
Ooh.
I know this is old news.
This is also like so sensitive to me because I will like die for her. I love her so much.
Are you still riding hard?
Well, like I just don't. Well, we don't know. We don't know until it's confirmed from them. We can't be sure.
I'm not trying to judge, but what the fuck?
I mean, like, it's if it's true.
What the fuck?
If it's true, that's so messed up.
So but many it levels.
Might not be true. The I'm wife, just such, like, I'm such a, I know, she came out, I know. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for our queen, Ari.
Dalton, I think, is a hottie.
Yeah.
I look at Dalton, I'm like, sweetie, like, cute, good looking.
Yeah.
I look at SpongeBob and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Homeboy's not going to get it. I saw this girl and she was laughing saying, the girls who don't understand and are like roasting his appearance have never been to theater camp. And I was like, so true. Like, I remember, like, I did cheerleading, like, theatre things as well, right? And I, when I heard that, I was like, so true. There's always like that one straight guy on the team in the play, and you're like, suddenly everyone thinks he's hot. Even though
it's kind of like the Duff.
Yes.
You know, if like, this is really mean, but like,
everyone's thinking it.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's just not different. Who we would pick. Ariana, we're allowed to roast him because he, if true, cheated on his wife who had a baby. So I mean, do you know what that, we can see
the whole situation there, if it is true, is so messed up.
If it's true, then it's warranted for us to maybe insult SpongeBob a little bit. But I get it. When she said the theater thing, I was like, no, fully. Ariana would just be looking at him like, yes. You're so talented.
So talented. And she's such a theater kid too. She loves
she
it.
She is. So...
But I'm waiting until it's confirmed because I don't want to just...
What are they going to say? Like, hey...
I don't know. Maybe her team will come out and say, I don't know.
I think she just, like, launched a perfume and, like,
she's like, she's ignoring it. I know.
What are you going to say? Everyone's out on the internet is annihilating you.
And the wife just had a newborn baby.
It's not a good mess to be in.
No, it's not. I don't know. That's very intense on her behalf if she did do that. Like, I can't even imagine how you could do that to someone.
No.
They just had a child. And apparently they, like, the wife and Ari have, like, met on the set. And, like, she, like, held their newborn baby and stuff. I don't know if this is all alleged.
All rumors.
All allegedly. But.
Weird vibes. It's just, it's giving weird.
Weird.
But.
For sure.
Moving along.
Any other goss?
Have you, sorry. Sorry.
Any other celebrity goss?
Have you seen
the
videos of him doing his SpongeBob performance?
No.
Okay.
I can't bring myself to
that's
watch
what
it.
You need to do in your free time.
Okay. When I'm up at 3 a.m. with jet lag, I'll just be on a deep dive of all his videos.
No, it's just a lie. I can't.
What else is the goss?
Okay, can't think of any like actual goss here, but I'm going to put this in the category.
Okay.
Have you seen Hijacked?
No.
Off the back of your trip. Actually, why would you watch it while you're traveling? Like, that's
sounds
so
like
fair.
It's a hijacked plane situation.
Anyone? Everyone go watch it if you haven't.
Caitlin's recommendation of the week.
It was such a good show. At first, too scary. I did turn it off.
Is it scary? Like
it's
thriller?
It's just like, ooh.
Like heart pounding.
I'm scared.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I would not have watched that on the plane.
Like, I'm on the edge of, no.
No.
Fuck no, do not watch it on the plane. But what made me laugh, basically, obviously, it's about a hijacking of a plane, but there's so many more layers to it. Like, it really gets you, thinking. Gets your noggin, you know, moving a little bit. But off the back of it, I saw this meme and I was hacking. The meme was said it was like, I believe that every straight man actually believes they could land a plane.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, if they needed to. And I read it and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to ask Tom. So I like turned to him and I was like, hey, like.
Do you think you could?
Do you think if you're on the phone to ground control, you could 100% land a plane? Without a second, he goes, yeah. For
like
sure. John.
Hey, John. John. That look up. Do you think if you were in a hijacked plane situation and you were on the phone, you've got the headphones on, you're in the cockpit, they're telling you what to do, do you think you could land the plane?
No, this is a TikTok.
Oh, fuck.
Do you think you could land it?
If someone's telling you, like, we're press all the buttons.
Yeah. Just answer the question.
I don't think you have to sit there and like, drive it like a car.
No, but you could do it.
Could you do it?
Do you reckon you could execute?
If they were telling me to, like, press all the buttons, I got no idea.
He thinks he could.
I reckon if you hadn't seen the TikTok, that would have been a confident yes.
He would have been like, for sure.
I could sit there and drive a plane by the steering wheel looking thing.
No, but, like, if they, you could.
You could learn.
If it was technical and I said, like, you can do this by the technical part.
You think. Like,
John's landing the plane.
Then
just
John.
Say it, John.
John's landing the plane, guys.
Many planes before.
Yeah. Turn it up.
No, but, like, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think I could. I think we, Caitlin, if we're in the cockpit, we're going down, we could land the plane. We could do a water landing. A splash landing.
I've already jumped out the emergency exit. I'm not good in situations like this.
I think I would be very in control.
You'll be fine. One person stands up.
I'd be like, ground control, this is Emily.
Caitlin's already. Caitlin's already
gone.
Jumped off the plane.
Caitlin's
with no,
gone. Co-pilot, she's dead.
I'm like really bad in situations. Like I literally would just be like, see ya. I'm like done here. Peace out, everyone.
Peace out.
Yeah.
How terrifying. Anything to do with planes is actually really scary.
Do you know another?
Again, trigger warning. If you guys have any like, like you know, phobias about flying, please just, like, I hope you skipped over this segment.
You just reminded me, straight man, plane. Do you remember that guy I dated and I told him he should get a therapist?
I know where you're going with this.
This is, like, piling onto the audacity sometimes of straight men.
The audacity.
I was dating this, seeing whatever, this guy. And I said, you know, in a roundabout way, I think it would be really beneficial for him to seek some help, you know, get some therapy. And he, without missing a beat, looked me dead in the eye and goes, but what if I want to become a pilot one day? He was in his 30s.
It's never too late, babe.
Working in marketing.
It's never too late to have a career change, okay? Let's not be judgmental.
No prior interest in aviation. No, doesn't even like planes.
That's actually really interesting though. So if you have any mental health record, you cannot become a pilot.
Allegedly, I don't know. Don't take my word for this. Like, I'm sure you can see a therapist and be a pilot. I think they do actually make them see, like, you know, they do mental health check-ins once you're a pilot. But, you know, maybe if you've had some prior diagnosis, depression vibes, maybe they wouldn't then let you become a pilot.
Have you
if
watched,
you've got that history, I think. I'm just trying to, like.
Did you watch the MH audacity. Documentary?
The what?
The MH something plane documentary?
I started watching it and then I was like, this is too much.
They think the pilot did it? Like they.
Yeah, the route was.
Because he went like a bit scary.
Do you know, after watching Hijacked though, I don't know how to say this without ruining the show, but it does make me think about motives for certain things. And if you've watched the show, you know what I'm saying. The motive of this Hijacked situation, it was a money thing. Yeah. It was greed. And
it's always money.
It was big corporation. It had nothing to do with, like, religion, race, etc. So it did make me wonder because Malaysian Airlines had a lot of incidents.
Were they having money troubles? An insurance claim thing.
Well, that's like.
I mean, this is all alleged.
This is. I'm putting my tinfoil hat.
This is alleged. Do not come for us. We are not implying anything.
I know nothing.
But it's things to think about.
I didn't even get through the whole documentary because I was like, I can't deal with this. But regardless, it's super fucking sad, and it sucks that people have to lose their lives for some other agenda.
Yeah. I feel like it's money. Makes people do crazy things.
Mel money, mel problems.
Yeah. To finish off this week's episode, we have a very exciting segment, which I think all of you will enjoy as much as I will enjoy.
I don't know how much I'll enjoy.
Caitlin will not enjoy. However, we will. Okay, so.
I can roast myself.
It's Caitlin's belated birthday roast time. So we got you guys to send in some roasts for her and I'm going to read them out. It's all anonymous, so we have no idea who these are from. Let's begin.
Okay, I'm so nervous. I feel
first one I click on. Caitlin, your outfits never slap. You always wear old woman clothes. Okay, that's just like me.
Are you coming in on the defense for all of them?
I'm going to come in on the defense and be like, that's just me.
Do you tell me the truth. Do you think I dress like an old lady?
No, I think you dress like a tomboy.
Okay, yeah, I can take that. I think
I'm like an old lady.
Yeah.
You don't dress
Christ.
Like
an I don't know. Maybe I do sometimes.
No, you don't. I think you dress like a tomboy sometimes.
I have a headband on.
That's not giving old lady vibes. Okay. Anyways.
I think I just don't dress like thotty. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really get like my titties out. I don't really get my like.
Titties have my titties
but I do
out.
Sometimes. Like sometimes I'll come through and I'll wear something thotty just to like be like, hey guys, I am, you know.
25. I do have titties.
I don't. But like, you know.
But. Yeah.
Like sometimes. Okay, I can take that
another
on board.
One. Mm-hmm. When Caitlin answers her own questions, do I want to do this? Yes. Will I do this? No. Do I wish I was going to Europe? Yes, of course.
I just did that.
Yes. So basically they're saying you just answer your own questions.
That's true.
I think that is true.
Read a mean one. Just do it. I know you
look like Sid from Ice Age.
I can see that.
I love Sid.
The last dandelion.
The last dandelion. This one's like mean. Your nose makes you look like you belong on Phineas and Ferb.
I'm the one with the triangle nose. Is it Phineas, not Ferb, or is it Ferb?
I don't know. I haven't watched it in so long.
Y'all think you're roasting me with original roast, okay? I've thought that about myself, and fuck you all. Now I'm getting a nose job.
Caitlin's flying to Turkey, okay? We're all going to Turkey.
I like my Phineas nose and my Sid the Sloth vibe.
The next one is bringing me into this, okay? I've had my fucking time. Please don't bring me in. It
Why
says,
are they roasting you?
We know you think Madison is cringy. Okay.
So true.
But it's your only way to be in the industry?
Do you know what's so funny, though, about that?
Because it's true.
Is it's true. No. What's funny, though, is I think some people don't, like people who are maybe like new listeners or like new followers or whatever, yeah, don't know that we were actually friends before.
Oh, we've been friends for like...
Like we're not industry so friends. So long.
We've been friends since we were like, what, 16?
Yeah, like 15, there was 16? No... Like,
that's nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
Nearly wow.
Is it our anniversary next year?
Next year, I'd say. 16, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... That's completely not true.
Also, like, that's like that's not about me. I know that I'm cringy, but don't bring me into this.
I don't think you're cringy.
Thanks, babe.
I think I'm quite cringe.
I'm very cringe. I'll tell you, like, I know that I am.
Maybe, like, this whole podcast is cringe.
It is. Everything we do is cringe.
I actually put out a video yesterday, an excerpt from our podcast with Gemma about me saying that you have to be comfortable with being cringe. So
I think anyone on social media, like you could say any single person on social media is cringe.
So true, but I think a lot of jobs are cringe. They are and cringe. Like things are cringe.
For sure.
But it's like someone's gotta do it.
This next one is like, imagine your only job is to sit at home and reply to emails, but you can't even reply to messages on your phone because you're, quote, too busy.
That one?
That one's a personal attack.
That hurt more than the nose thing.
That's a personal attack.
That's a personal dig because it's true. So.
That's, yeah.
I can't even be bothered to defend that. Like, I literally don't reply to people's texts, and it's not because I don't love them. I just, like, to me, my brain, that is, like, so challenging. If I'm not in like the zone.
Yeah.
You know, if you're mm-hmm. asking me at midday, mm-hmm. how's your day? I'm not telling you.
The next one is she is the dandelion girl. Is that another Sims
guys
reference?
Do I really look like that? I can see it. I think it's my eyes.
I don't think you look like
it. He's also got a big nose. The common theme here is y'all hate my nose. So
that was a fun little roast.
I feel like I got really defensive.
I mean, it's a roast. Like, it's hard to not get defensive.
What are you meant to just be like?
What are you meant to sit here and be like, so true?
Do you know what?
Dylan's going to go cry.
My boyfriend actually told me recently that he thinks I'm really defensive. And I was like, oh my God, I am. Like, I always have something to say back.
You're like, well, wait a second. What about this, huh? What about when you do this?
Like, he'll be like, oh, like, you didn't. I just always use the bins. He'll be like, you didn't take the bins out. And I'll be like, well, yeah, it's because of blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you could just say.
I think that's just a girl thing.
You can just say, like, okay.
I think it's like, a girl thing.
I'm just...
Most girls like that.
I always, like, have my receipts. I'm like, well...
Yeah, what about this, huh? Like, totally unrelated. You're like, you did this.
I already knew I looked like Phineas and Ferb. Okay. Like, cries, go.
Cries.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you all for sending in the roast. That was very enjoyable.
Means a lot. I can take that. I will be back.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, with a nose job. From Turkey.
I like when
Kaylin's gonna get off the flight from Turkey and be like, hey guys, she'll be sitting here with like bandages all over her face next week.
Stop. I hope if I ever do get a nose job, whoever sent that in, I hope it really sits with you at yeah. night. No, I actually don't. I asked for the roast. I don't give a fuck. It's fine.
But anyway.
Moving along. Feels good to be back.
It feels so good to be back. We're so glad. And all the episodes going to be coming at ya very soon. Back in the stew, not really for a while. But
what was that? Coming at ya.
Coming at ya. It's like I just took on like a radio yeah. show host.
I'll see you guys next seriously. Week.
Seriously, someone book me for Channel 7, please.
No, we will be back next week. We won't be IRL, but we will be
back
on the screen. Coming at you. So see you next Thursday. One next like Thursday. And Maddie will survive tomorrow.
Don't oh, yeah, know please keep you. Me in your prayers. Don't touch me. Please keep me in your prayers.
Only way a prayer is valid is if you share.
Like, reshare, follow us on TikTok and Instagram @GirlCodePodcast. Always linked in the show notes down below. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.